Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
This worries me.
Ask your plumber to install a ring.
Steady, hot and strong.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
It's hard to juggle so many balls.
Put moron number two on the phone.
That's why they all hit the ground.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Ah, nice one, nice one, nice one. Very welcome, everybody, to the Rush Hour. This hour is going to be sensational because Callum Brown joins us, Fat.
Oh, one of our favourites.
He is one of our favourites and a very, very accomplished young footballer. Of course, famous family, all the rest of it. So can't wait for that.
Yep.
And then some open line 133353 style that I'm in charge of. I've got the Slazenger V500 Mark War style.
Yep.
And I'm wandering out into the middle. So I'm looking forward to that as well as saying hello to you, Fat Boy.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy Boy. And I tell you what, today is like every other day.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. Nearly, I don't know what day it is. I don't know who I am, where I come from, and where I'm going.
That's
I got
it.
No idea, Jim. So welcome, everyone, and to you, little Fat Raps.
Hey, my brag of the week is about my husband. He had a fire yesterday at work.
What are you bragging about your horse, Ben?
My husband.
My horse
Ben. That wasn't bad. She had a funny accent.
I love it. Hey, speaking of what you were just talking about before, the Groundhog Day.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw this. What do you call these things, Rabs, when they're
memes?
Like an email that, well, it's not even a meme. It's just like a message on an, anyway, on an Instagram
that's
post.
That's a meme.
It is. Is that a meme? Doesn't the meme have like a picture on it as well?
Anyway. No.
You're asking someone who wouldn't have a clue. This meme here says, to your point, Fat.
Yes.
The world is now Las Vegas. Everyone's losing money. It's acceptable to drink at all hours, and no one has any idea what day it is.
Exactly right,
it's
Jim.
It's true, isn't it?
Mate, I get up, I go for a walk, get a coffee, jump in the car, drive to Melbourne, do the show, tell a funny joke, go home.
Go home.
And repeat.
Well, you and I went to Vegas once.
Oh yes, we did too.
And I don't remember what time it was or day it was, or all I remember is you had yellow hair.
Well, it went wrong.
Was that when you had the hairpiece?
I didn't have the hairpiece. I was supposed to go blonde, but it went yellow.
It went yellow. It was hideous. It was horrible. Hey, we were at the counter at the Bellagio, and all I could see was this ring of yellow hair.
And we went to Sam Newman, and we met at the airport, didn't we? And we all had bags to put on, you know, carry on. Well, not carry on. You had to put them into the plane.
Yep.
He had a little bag for carry on. That was all for a week in Hong Kong. No, not Hong Kong.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
And then New York.
And New York. He had a little bag, didn't he?
And he was, mate. And he had a little bag. He only wore shorts. And he had this massive overcoat.
Yeah.
Because it was in late November. It was freezing cold in New York. He's walking down Fifth Avenue with this trolley bag, a huge great big overcoat and shorts and those stupid slipper thongs he wears.
Yeah.
And people, even in New York, thought he looked like a half-wit.
Mate, he's not right. He isn't right. The old fossil dick.
What are we doing, please, by way of rap?
Well, I've got a bit of cricket and I've got a bit of footy.
Oh, come on then.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket. You flog.
Yeah. Billy's All Sports Report.
So what's this rap about?
A bit of footy and a bit of cricket. Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you about Dan. Dan's out again today. He's gone with the schools reopening, Jim.
Yes,
Tuesday, May 26th, so that's 14 days' time.
Yep.
Prep, grade 1, 2, year 11 and year 12 will all go back to school. And then 2 weeks later, Tuesday, June 9, grade 3 through to 10.
Oh, Bill, thank the good Lord.
Yes, exactly.
We all love our kids, but the homeschooling has got hair growing out of it.
Big, hairy, black ones.
That's it. It has.
And
hey, speaking of which, you know I've been saying the 18th for the footy.
Yes.
I've now been told that because of Happy Dan being as positive as he's been, that will be brought forward to the 11th.
Oh.
So that's good news.
You go with the 11th, I'm sticking with the 18th. Drop-offs and pick-ups to be staggered because we don't want parents all hanging around, Jim.
No, that's true.
Lunch and play times are going to be staggered. This is for the kids' schooling, by the way. And no camps, no excursions, or no sports.
Excursions. Ooh.
Excursions.
Jeez, no sport.
Did you have a good excursion when you...
Excursion.
We didn't have them. We had excursions. Now, also, a big memo's come out. Or a memo, even.
Oh, my God.
A memo's come out to all the clubs from Gill, Jim. Mm. And all players will be tested for the COVID-19.
Yes.
So every player has to be tested before they training, which is good.
Fair enough.
I don't mind that. Also, he has said, announced the changes announced by the Victorian government effectively allow the actual playing of matches from tonight. So there'll be contact and they can actually play matches against each other.
Match sim and stuff.
All that stuff, yes. Also, beautiful. The AFL has referenced the savage. The word savage was used, Jim. Financial cuts that will apply to all clubs.
Yes.
A maximum of 24 staff will be allowed with a doctor, a psychiatrist, and a player development manager. Mm-hmm. So that's all that's allowed. 24 staff.
Is this the
staff.
First time you've read this?
Yeah.
Yes.
And
no doubt.
And this is interesting. You like this, Jim. As per BAU, Jim, do you know what that means?
As per what?
Business as usual.
Yes.
Clubs spend on average about $730,000. Would that be right a month?
Probably. I don't know.
The AFL has told clubs that they must reduce costs by 40%, so down to about $430,000 a month.
Jeez, right.
And then when the season starts, they can spend $500,000. So that's a 40% cut.
Yep.
Now, so.
Well, Bill, they're going to have to bail all the clubs out pretty much, with a few exceptions, via this bank line of credit. So. Yeah. When they hand that over, there are strings attached, as we know. It's the 11th, Thursday the 11th, I'm hearing, Bill, to start the season, by the way. That is good news.
I'm hearing the 18th. Some clubs are going to go further into debt.
Oh, and it's St Kilda. What are they carrying $12 million as we speak? It's a big concern.
It is a big concern. No worry about that.
All right, now what else?
Also, Jim, I was watching last night a bit of cricket for you here. I was watching Fox Cricket last night. Mm-hmm. I just flicked through because you go to World Movies and the next one drops them. And, they have
World
there's some good shows on there,
Come
Jim.
Come on, Bill.
You learn a lot.
Of course
I was with Ray Charles last night.
Mm-hmm.
He did well, didn't he?
Thank you, Bill.
Fantastic. He was great for being blind. And
Thank you, Bill.
Well, I didn't know.
What's that got to do with cricket?
Grew up in a very poor little farm and his mother and his young brother died. Oh, it's a sad story, but he did very well. Good on you, Raymond.
Yes, Ray Charles did very well for himself.
He did.
Right, we can edit all of that out and you can get onto the cricket you saw.
Shane Warne, top 50 wickets they had, Jim. So they just top 50. So they showed it, a replay, then went to number 48, 47. Guess who was in there a lot?
Who?
Darryl Cunningham, whatever his name is. He was in there five times per old Darryl.
Cunningham, even?
Cunningham, whatever he is. I've got to be careful saying it, Jim.
Yeah, you do,
Geez, he wasn't he Warney's bunny. Fair dinkum.
Yeah.
There was Peterson. Remember, he got bowled around his legs.
Around
that was
his
a beauty.
Legs.
Dave Richardson got bowled around his legs. Yeah. That was magnificent. But
well, surely the number one, the ball of the century.
Well, we won't get there yet, but I've got number five here, Rabs. Are you ready
to
go?
Playing him. Okay.
I'm going to play number five.
Yes.
This is Alex Stewart.
Alex.
Mm-hmm. Alex.
Oh! Yes, he's bowled in. That was a flipper. Magnificent bowling from Waugh. Stewart, who's been looking to go down the pitch, looking to cut, hook, line, and sinker.
Yep.
Is that Tony Greig?
That was Tony Greig.
What happened to his
ball? And he actually didn't have the right bowler, but anyway.
Alex Stewart, that was a beauty, Jim.
Yes,
that was a flipper.
Yes. Right,
then also, can you remember this one, 1999 Australia v Pakistan, Saeed Anwar?
Oh, yes!
What a beauty. A quicker, flatter ball. And it did Saeed Anwar quite beautiful.
It did. It spun, I reckon, a metre.
Rabs, am I the only one that's thinking that this is probably a visual segment?
Yeah, it is.
100%. All you hear is the stumps go,
this
and
was
then
a,
commentary.
This was a beautiful one. Richie Richardson at the MCG.
Yeah.
Oh, when he's bowled him.
Yes.
That has just beaten the outside edge.
It kept low, Richie.
And he also kept a little bit low.
Yeah,
Richardson was looking very comfortable.
Can you visualise that in your head, Jim, while you're driving around?
You've done some pretty ordinary stuff, especially of late, but yeah. This might be the all-time worst.
Crosswords up there.
The second best wicket that he ever took. This is the second best. Mm-hmm. Was the hat-trick when David Boone took this magnificent catch.
Devin Malcolm?
Yeah, Devin Malcolm. Well done.
There we go. Fleming took the last one. Merv Hughes before him.
Shane Warne, a great moment in his career.
That was a beauty. That, remember that, Tim?
Yes, I do.
Do you know the three out for the Poms?
No.
DeFreitas.
Darren Goff, was he in there?
Yeah, DeFreitas. Darren Goff was in the middle. Very unlucky to be in the middle of a hat trick. And mate, Devin Malcolm. And
David, remind me of the hat trick after this.
All right.
Ball,
and the number one wicket for Shane Warne was this one, which surprised me. He took off.
Shane Warne.
He ran down the fine leg.
Scott Strauss.
Remember
that's
that?
When Strauss missed a fully, I reckon.
Was, yeah, tried to hit through his leg and just missed
a bloody
it.
Full toss.
He did.
I know. I can't believe that Mike Gatting ball wasn't in there. You know, you talk about being unlucky when you're caught in the middle of a hat-trick.
Yes.
When I played with David Hooks, he used to tell me that Les Favell, famous old captain of South Australia back in the 60s, was bailed up by the bloke who was in the middle of a hat-trick for... this guy's walked up to him after the day's play and said, "What sort of a chance did I have?" And Les is like, "What are you talking about? You send me out in the middle of a hat-trick, what chance have I got?" It was fair dinkum that he thought the captain had stiffed him.
You're out first ball, mate.
That's it. I don't reckon it was Les's fault. But, Bill, I don't think that's some of your best stuff.
I like that.
We couldn't see any of it.
No, people can visualise, Jim. You can do something outside the square instead of just sitting there and being lazy and listening to us.
Where are we headed, rabbits, please?
Rabbits,
well,
come on.
We've gone for 12 minutes, so...
The show's nearly over.
The second half, of the rush hour's up next.
Ray Charles, we can get rid of.
Well done, Ray Charles, by the way.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. Fareem, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Time to touch base with the Rush Hour family, and I was very good yesterday with my topic. When did you fart when you shouldn't have? Very, very popular, Jim. What are we doing today?
Well, I had to get my son to look after my cat for a month because we're changing houses.
Yes.
Russian blue called Keisha, magnificent animal she is. Anyway, he loves the cat, so there's no problems. So he gets the cat into his joint, everything's fine, and then he sends me a text saying, "I want a cat allowance, $60 a week."
A cat allowance?
Allowance.
Is that
he
Keisha?
Wants to be paid for looking after my cat.
You know real men don't eat Keisha.
Bill, I hope no one eats Keisha, by the way.
That's not
but fat. Yes. $60 a week.
Wow.
The thing of
that's
cat
a
food
lot of money.
Costs $10 and that feeds it for more than a week.
What
so
about
he's
the
trying
litter?
To make oh Bill, once off and they're about $8.
Yeah.
Right. So he's trying to make $50 a week out of me.
Good boy. Good. I like that. Anyway, good on you, Jono. I really like that.
Let me tell you, he ain't making a cent out of me. He already owes me a pile of money for a start. So he's now trying to get this $50 a week taken off. The amount he owes me. Anyway, he's not getting anything. He's getting nothing, by the way.
What do you do next?
So 133353, you ring us and tell us if you know someone who's a tight ass.
Yes.
Like my son who's trying to make money off his old man for looking after his cat.
Yes. Raps?
If you give us a call, that's Toe Talks. A $100 Vino Mofo voucher could be yours. 70% off right now on their website, vinomofo.com. And a Mercedes-Benz Berrick prize pack as well.
A new Mercedes.
Beautiful. 133353. Ring us now if you know someone who's a tight ass. 133353. Come to Papa. Have a look at the numbers backed up here. We're talking about who you know who's a tight ass. Like my son Jonathan, who's trying to charge me $60 a week to look after my cat for a month.
I like that.
Oh, man. Dan's from Ballarat, Bill.
Hey, Dan.
Hello.
Hello, Dan. You're on the air, Dan. Who's a tight ass?
Oh, my mate, Kane. Shocking.
What, Kane Corns.
Oh, yeah, well, he's shocking too.
No, what's wrong with Kane, mate?
Well, just my house, mate, and... You know, this time of year, it starts to get a bit cold. You might want to put the heater on, but no, that's not allowed.
Ooh.
You've got to put the heater on, you've got to put extra money into the gas bill.
Come on, Kane.
The heater's there to turn on, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's life. But mind you, every time his girlfriend comes over, the electric blanket's on in his bedroom. He's got the electric heater just to warm up his single bedroom. And, you know, now it costs a lot more than gas, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mate, that's funny.
Come on, cunt. And stay Ballarat, there. Jim, it'd be nice and cool.
Mate. How cold. Oh. Rico's there, Bill.
You're there.
Hello, Rico.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. I just listened to your thing about who's a tight ass.
Well, that's why you rang in.
I did.
Well, who is it, Rico?
We got this guy at work. His name's Ren. Anyway, he brings in this shower head, right? And it's got a crack in it. And but he wants it repaired. I said, mate, the bloody $20 for an old new kit that screws on the wall, you tight ass. This has been going on between us for a week or so. When this came on, I said, I've got to ring up.
I love that.
What's his name, Rico?
Ren, R-E-N.
Ren, Renato. Come on, Ren, you tight ass.
Come on, Ren, you're better than that with the bloody shower head. Carly Lilydale, hey, Carls.
Hello.
Who do you know is a tight ass?
It's my dad.
Oh, what's wrong with dad?
Dad is the biggest tight ass I know. We've actually given him a nickname for ULP. It's not unleaded petrol. Uh-huh. It's actually Uncle Long Pocket.
What does he do?
When we go down to the shop, he will buy the 89 cent like home brand soup rather than the dollar cup of, you know, the cup of tea.
Yes.
Just to save that extra 10, 20 cents. Oh, it's awful. Short arms and a long pocket.
Uncle Long Pocket.
Stay there, Carly. Yeah. Shane's also in Ballarat, Bill.
Jeez, how are you, Shane?
Yeah, going well, sir.
You sound good, mate. You're on fire. What's happening?
We're living the dream, Bill. So me missus cousin, so they're over in Bali having a girls' holiday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then on the last day she ran out of cash.
Yeah.
So she said to the doll, she said, can she borrow $100, which is like 10,000 baht?
Yeah.
So the doll gave her the cash, and then when she got back a couple of days later and checked the bank account, she transferred back the money, but she did it at the exchange rate. She transferred like $98.70.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, she's professional, mate.
Professional. The missus cousin.
Yeah.
That's it, Bill, Diane's in Eltham. Hello, Dee.
Oh, Dizer.
Hello.
Hi, Dizer.
I never thought I'd be doing this.
What?
Who's a tight ass dot?
Well, both my parents, but my mother. Mum's the tight ass.
What does she do?
She still sticks little bits of soap together that, you know, when you get down to the tiny bit at the end of the soap, well, she'll stick that to another bit.
No way.
It's a real treat if you go in the shower and you've got a new bar of soap.
She sticks
and
them together.
She even puts it with that. I can't remember the name, but it was a yellow soap you'd use in the laundry.
Oh, I bought some.
And she still does it.
Oh, that's
how
funny.
Good's that?
That's funny. I love
it. So are you
that
tight?
That wins, Bill.
Yeah, you win something. Don't worry, Dizer. Don't you go anywhere. But so are you pretty good? Because Mum and Dad are tight.
Dad put vegetable oil in his lawnmower because he didn't want to pay for the proper oil.
Oh, geez.
And he buggered his lawnmower.
And buggered it up.
I love that. Oh. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, Di wins. What does she win, Rabbits?
$100 Vino Mofo voucher. It's the best website to buy wine online in Australia, vinomofo.com. 70% off at the moment. You got a $100 voucher.
Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
And Rico, Bill.
Well, yeah.
Mate, the cracked shower head, $20.
And he's still whinging about it 2 weeks later.
Rico, you've won yourself a Mercedes-Benz Berwick prize pack.
Ooh.
No worries, buddy. Thank you.
Perfect, mate.
Yeah,
go and enjoy that. 28 minutes from the tunnel, Bill. Victoria's best Mercedes dealership by far.
I think so, Jim. I think it is.
All right. Now, Bill, anything humorous?
Very much so today, Jim. I've been working feverishly, but that's later.
That is later on. Cal Brown from the Collingwood Football Club, an emerging star. He's up next. Bill, it's the rush hour.
That's how far out from the joke I need to be convinced it's going to be funny.
And it's all thanks to Ream on Triple M.
Got it off the ground, hits the accelerator, and he nails the goal. This kid's starting to grow and having a big impact.
No doubt about it. 36 games he's played now, the son of a gun, Callum Brown. Not a big man, Bill, at 178 centimetres, but very much like his father in his attack on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he played with his brother, which would have been a great moment. Callum, welcome to you, man.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Jeez, you would have loved that, running out with the bro. That would have been good.
Yeah, it was unreal. got put on pause a little bit about a few days later. It would have been nice to play a couple more with him, but hopefully that comes pretty soon.
Now, what happened, mate? Because we talked about your 178 centimetres. He's clocking in at 188. You didn't look like brothers out on the ground.
Look, I think I'm 180, actually. I reckon they've got me wrong.
Oh, look at him trying to get a couple of centimetres.
But nonetheless, Tyler's definitely still got 10 centimetres on me, so I reckon he's probably more than 188 as well.
Oh, it was beautiful, and a big crowd turned out for Taylor's first game, too. Tyler's first game. They loved it.
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, at least we got the family there, so it would have been nice to have all the extended family too, but at least, yeah, my nan got to come, which was cool, and sister, brother and mother, so and dad, sorry.
Yeah, dad was there. He didn't give a lot, but tell you what, mum loved it, didn't she?
Yeah, mum loved it. Nan loved it as well. They're both pretty loud, so I'm sure we almost heard them, even though they're up in the box.
And the great moment, of course, where the handball was delivered through to you from your younger bro, and it resulted. I think we got the audio up there, Rabbits.
Have a listen to this.
To Bailey Williams now, spills out Tyler Brown, the debutant. Slick little handball to his brother, Callum. Oh. It's Brown's everywhere. Well played, Callum Brown. He found a way through heavy traffic. Brown to Brown. And I reckon that might be Grandma in the stands and Dad Gavin. And they have celebrated big time. The brothers combined. What a moment that was.
Jeez, Duke could have given it a bit more.
But that's the thing. There's no atmosphere. And I suppose you would have found that in that first game, Cal.
Yeah. It was, I mean, it was very odd running out. Obviously, you're used to hearing a big roar when you run out, and there wasn't much. So, I mean, Tyler, I guess, wouldn't have really known the difference. So it's a bit of a unique experience for him. And I guess one positive is he gets to play, I guess, in front of no one, and then he gets to play another game in front of everyone. So he's got a lot more to look forward to.
Oh, no doubt. Now, we're going to find out how you've been isolating in the next segment because Bill hasn't actually left the nest, our man.
What? Still at home?
Still at home and therefore driving everyone mad out there. And it's out in bloody cross knows where too, isn't it? Out sort of northeast or
yeah, on the farm.
And surely must be paying rent by now, Jim, you would have thought.
Well, we're going to get to all of that in the next break, but I want to know from a football point of view how ready you are. I'm hearing, C. Brown, that it's the 11th of June is when the season's going to restart. Are you going to be ready for that date?
Yeah, I'll be ready for that date, if that is the date. I'm happy to play as soon as possible, really. I'm just keen to get back out there.
How's your touch?
Good, really good. We've been lucky that I've been able to train with Tyler the whole time, so we've been able to get a bit of footy in, and even Tani as well. Tani plays, my sister, so we've had her coming and training with us too.
Who's she playing with?
She plays at Eastern Rangers, but that's been put on hold as well for the time being.
What have you been told by the club to get ready to start training, and also you have to have a COVID-19 test?
Yeah, well, yeah, I didn't know actually about all that, but we've just been told to keep our training up like we've been given our programs and just be ready for whenever that return is.
And you've got to be tested?
Yeah, you've got to be tested, I think, when first day back or possibly before we come back.
Geez, you don't want that bloody swab up your nose. It picks your brain out, Bill.
Well, you'd be right. Carl would be right.
Oh, geez.
Hey, all right, we're going to... It's going to take a break. We'll take a quick break and then we're coming back to see what's happening at home.
Oh, we need to get to the bottom of this, Bill, because it's always been interesting for us anyway, but especially during the lockdown.
And also, Jim, when Mia comes over, how's all that work and unfold?
That hasn't been happening.
On your Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour. JB, Bill and Collingwood's Cal Brown is on the line.
Rendition version of the Collingwood song. That was fantastic. And no arms around each other, Cal.
No arms. It was a good song, though.
Yeah, it's great, wasn't it? I remember DeGoey was going berserk.
Well, I think we had a few guys going berserk. It was actually quite entertaining.
So well, you didn't want the bloody break either, did you? Because, I mean, we're going back a long way to talk about this game, but, geez, they were hot early, the Pies. You would have been really happy with those 2 hours of footy.
Yeah, I mean, especially the whole game was awesome, but especially that first half was almost as good as I've played in at the club. It was, yeah, it was just felt like everyone was on the same page. So a little bit of a momentum stopper, but I'm sure we'll be right.
You'll be right. Now, let's get to the bottom of...
How old are you, Cal?
I just turned 22.
22. So you're out. You would have flown the nest by now. Surely you've set up a nice little apartment with a doll.
I'm still at home, but I did buy a place, so that's the news.
So you're getting rent off that, but you're still living at home paying no rent.
Yeah, still paying no rent.
And who else is... Tyler is also there, and your sister?
Yeah, everyone's still at home.
Oh. So your poor mum during lockdowns had to feed all of you.
I think groceries, bloody very expensive at the moment. I've been trying to help out the bills.
Are you paying her anything? You're giving her a chop out in any way, shape or form?
Fuel?
No, I am. I'm paying for the groceries and cooking dinner. So not every night, but I mean, I am chipping in.
What's your go-to? What are you good at?
Tacos. Number one.
Tacos.
What about the old man? Has he been locked inside as well?
Yeah, he's been locked inside. He, although he doesn't like being inside too much, so he's outside most of the time trying to fix something.
And Mia, she's been staying over too, I suppose. There's another one in the house.
Yeah, a bit of back and forth. Sometimes I'm at hers and sometimes she's over at mine, so... I guess that's one positive. I was still able to see her.
Yes, you're
allowed. Well, only about halfway through. Before then, you would have had to, slip in the side door, big C.
I didn't. We actually didn't see each other for a few weeks when we first went to lockdown. So then it sort of changed a bit.
Hey, I read with interest that Buddha Hocking's been great for you. We had him on last week. He thought he was very funny, actually. Buddha, he was funny.
Was he on last week?
Yeah. But he's a good man in there, and he really enjoys his coaching.
Yeah, he's a great man, Bud. I've loved having him at the club. He's really helped take my game to another level, along with probably Brad Gotch as well, just to name a couple. But, Bud has been really big for me, and he does think he's a bit funny, so you don't want to pump him up too much.
No, I know, exactly right. But can you remember him? Were you around when he was playing? Him and the old man would have come head-to-head a couple of times.
Yeah, I know they played against each other a bit, but I think he was before I was alive, or maybe very early days.
Jesus. Premiership player at your amazing club, your old man. You realise that, Callum?
I do.
Because he wouldn't talk about it. He's a very humble man, your dad.
No, yeah, well, he doesn't talk about it, and we I don't really think I've ever actually watched a full game of his, so we don't watch too much.
Well, let me just explain this to you, Callum.
It's a bit different.
He was at one end of the spectrum, and Bill Brownless was at the complete other. Your old man's attack on the footy was extraordinary, and Bill used to avoid the footy as much as possible.
I was a different player, Jim. I'm a goal-kicking, winning forward. Did you see the goal after signing at Footscray that night, Callum?
No, I didn't see it. Oh,
right. Yeah. I'll send it out to you.
Hey, what are you hearing, mate? They've got to completely redo the draw. Have you heard anything about what Collingwood's draw is going to look like?
No, I haven't heard anything. I mean, I saw someone posting today about possibly Richmond first up. That'd be pretty cool. But
That would be cool.
That's only hearsay.
What have you been watching on TV?
I've been watching a lot of interior design shows, actually. I'm getting quite interested in that stuff.
Oh, righto. Well, which ones in particular?
Here? What's the go?
It's called Stay Here, the one I've been watching.
Stay Here. Is it based in Australia or overseas?
Overseas in America. It's on Netflix.
Art Deco?
Art Deco.
Yes, Jim, they're back in the 70s.
What sort of man are you? Art Deco is the style of house build.
I know.
Not interior design.
All right. What's the go then, Kelsey?
What's the go with what?
With the go. What's the latest trend or whatever? What are we doing? Big, thick curtains? Or are we having Venetian blinds? What is the go?
What's the go? It seems to be, I don't know what the go is, but I seem to like the industrial kind of rustic looking places at the moment.
That's it.
About 15 years ago.
Bill, I don't reckon anyone's called Callum Kelsey in his life.
Hey, his mum might have called him Kelsey.
I wasn't sure if you were talking to me.
Seriously, he's going to hang up this phone, Callum Brown, and go, what is wrong with that bloke?
Never ring again.
Hey, great chatting to you always. Thanks for giving us a couple of your minutes.
No worries. Thanks for having me, guys.
See you, Kelsey.
Good on you, mate. The award-winning Rush Hour, of course, and the downloads, Bill, they are just piling in. The amount of people that are accessing this show from outside this hour is quite extraordinary and number one.
Number one.
Number one.
In the whole SCA.
Whole network, no doubt about it, Fat.
That's pretty good. Does anyone tell you that?
Tomorrow, Simon Goodwin joins us, the coach of the Melbourne Football Club and himself a star, premiership star of the Adelaide Crows.
Very good player. And old star of the TikTok.
Yes. No, we're going to look forward to chatting to him. All right, now, Bill.
Yep.
Something, please, funny.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Ah, Jim. My son, Max, told me he didn't understand cloning.
Well, slapsy.
Yeah. He said he didn't understand cloning. Mm-hmm. I said, that makes two of us.
Oh, no.
Jim, what about a little one too?
What the hell?
As much as Pooh, you know, Winnie.
Oh, no. Yes.
As much as Pooh Miss Piglet, he really, really did enjoy that bacon sandwich.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
He missed him, but he's eaten him.
Rabbits. What a disappointing finish. What? Never ring us again. Not on your life.
You wouldn't think Winnie would do that.
Never
to
call
his...
us again, please.
Why would Winnie eat piglet fair?
Well, he wouldn't.
Well, he did. For a bloody bacon sandwich.
Never on your life.
They are disgusting.
Never call us again, please. Toby's at Newport. Hello, Toby.
Hello.
Hi, Bruce. Hope your mum's let me stay up late. I got a little joke for you.
Oh, just
the funniest smelling.
Triple M's Rush Hour is done for another day.
I've had enough of Bill.
But Ream hot water heaters are still working. Ask your plumber to install a Ream.
Steady, hot and strong.